sacrificed unduly, and I think even Secretary Rubio in his confirmation hearing said, you know, we were cheated and they stole things from us. So this is kind of a, you know, an angry type of tone about other countries, and they don't distinguish too much between allies or adversaries. It'll come down to real policies. For instance, tariffs. President Trump wants to impose tariffs. He said that a lot. It's coming, he says, we shall see. Well, tariffs will influence foreign policy. And the question is whether the State Department is going to drive that policy, or whether it'll be the White House itself or the U.S. Trade Representative's office. Back to the interagency fights that are certain to come about who is really setting the direction of these types of policies. I'm not sure the State Department will be in the lead on that type of effort because it's driven really from the White House. I'm not sure the State Department will be in the lead when it comes to trying to bring the war against Ukraine to an end, because there's a special envoy that's reporting directly to the president.